We're going to begin the sugya chukosam l'seilechu, which happens to fit in very well with the sugya we just left with. It's interesting, for one siman in Shulchan Aruch, this is going to get a lot of mileage. We've been in America, Baruch Hashem, peacefully for a long time. And we are, I'll say this in a positive way, the strides we made as a firm community and the level of learning and in the Diktuk mitzvahs and the Tzedakah we just finished speaking about is unbelievable. Our grandparents and great-grandparents couldn't have imagined this scenario in their wildest dreams. With that said, there are certain areas where when you get very comfortable in a society, in a culture, in a country, there you could be very firm and still be picking up certain things along the way which we think are Dvaram Shel Mabakach and just, hey, I'm American and not realize we're having either a very close brush with the law, I mean the law here, the halacha, chukasem lo selechu, or we're over the line. And I will share with you over the next few weeks many very fascinating examples where people just don't know. This will just be an education besides the siman we're going to do. We're going to start with the Torah and the Beis Yosef. I'm going to get to many practical examples. If you, as a sugya, it's fascinating. If you pick up even one or two things to tell over to your friends, I've been talking to people who, in the middle of the conversation, instead of saying "Can I know her?" or even "poo-poo," start going like this. First time I saw this, I took a double take. I said, I turned around, I thought maybe someone knocked on the door. I was trying to get quiet. There was nobody in the room, so I said, "What did you just do?" He said, "I don't know. This is good luck." This is for Micah, by the way. So it probably wouldn't make the grade. I said, what did you do? I couldn't figure out. Like, it didn't dawn on me. He said, I don't know. He picked his eye. Everybody in the office does this. I've been doing this for years. I had one guy from the office told me something about knocking on wood. So I educated him. It's quite funny. The Rav should educate him in Christian theology. That's the way it goes. I have to look into these things. But knocking on wood, that's an isdereisa, chukosem lo selechu, and knocking on wood is based on the wood that Esa Ish was hanging from, or something like that. What? Did I get that right? Well, something like that?
I read the other sheet that I heard was that it gets out the evil spirits.
Whatever it is, that'll fit very well into the second shot that goes there. Whatever it is, it's not Jewish. Okay, let's make that clear. Okay? It's not very Jewish. And Kehena Rabban, I had another situation where somebody was like telling me they're so nervous about a deal is about to close. And he said, no, I'm dominating and I'm crossing my fingers. I said, either you're Jewish or you're Christian. You can't do both. You gotta pick. You gotta get on one side of the fence or the other. So he looked at me. He said, well, what is that? He just picked it up. But he's doing it. So I said, no, that comes from like a cross, you know. He said, you're kidding. I said, I kid you not. I don't kid around with things like that. So that means we've been here too long, which is generally true about the Gullah's condition. But it never dawned on him that this would be from the Gullah. Like, what does that have to do with Gullah? We spoke about the other night, the clanging of the glasses. I don't remember how that came up in the Hilchos Stalker, or maybe I was just giving you a preamble. With the pouring back of... Yeah, no, that was the explanation again. I don't remember how it came up in the what? Oh, that could be, okay. So, people making toasts. So, we have an old minig. I assume this is Jewish, as people say, L'chaim. Okay, nice bracha, nothing wrong with that. The clanging of the glasses together is highly suspect, because if it doesn't have a good makar, it's already suspect, and it'll take me a week and a half to develop that idea. I'm just throwing out just some of the key simple things, and the small amount of research that you'll do on that. They'll say that society was so rough that you never knew who you were toasting with, a friend or foe, and people used to, if they weren't stabbing each other and dueling with each other, used to poison each other. As in, oh, I mentioned with the Salia, that's how it came up with the Navi Shir. Okay, so yeah, Nebuch. So we're in the Navi Shir now, and some mass poisoning, but we'll get back to it on Sunday. That's where it came up. So in order to make sure the guy who was trying to cheer you on wasn't trying to kill you, you bang the glasses together, so a little of your wine would go into his, and vice versa. So if he's trying to poison you, we better watch out, because now some of it's in his glass. So some of your stuff, and everybody mixed, and everybody felt like, can't imagine it was that bad. Like, you couldn't sit down comfortably with somebody. You know, you might have some people don't like you, but nobody here in shul is worried about that by a kiddush. Right, so that's as many enemies you might have. It's just our society, Baruch Hashem, is not wired like that. So there, that's an interesting. If that's the reason, now it's going to be us or anyway, because we don't even know if that's the reason. And remind me in a couple of weeks to get back to these examples. I have to go through each one. I'll mention one more just to throw it out, because you asked me. I'm not going to give the answer now and explain why, but just to throw out the question. How'd you come across this? You're in contracting? Is that how you came across this? You're just building a house? How'd you come across the what's this called? The Christian door? How'd you come across it? You stop, see it around. You're in the business. Part of it, you see. Okay. So this Heilige Heimish Yid came over to me, and he, not the only child he asked me, but he asked me this a few times. It's bothering him, and rightfully so. He said he sees that a lot of the Yiddish homes are putting in these what some people call Christian doors, and he wants to know, is it us, or is it a problem, is it not a problem? I don't know what it was. I told him the same thing I tell everybody. Send me the rate on it, and I'll get some pictures, which I have over here. The good news is I have a heter here. I think maker din is mutter, but I'm not going to discuss this for another couple of weeks. I have to first, we got to go through the sugya first and see what's up. I just want to show you what it is. This won't look anything to do with Nitzrim over here. It looks like a regular door. It's a bunch of doors with nice boxes in it. So somebody nicknamed this a Christian door, and I guarantee you it wasn't somebody Jewish or Muslim. So if you hear the name and you have an imagination, then maybe you could find something. No. So the question is, what's the history behind this, and did it start from that, and is that the reason why they have so many doors? Now, how prevalent is this? You say it is very prevalent. Most people, the Stam door looks like this. Is that what you're saying? If I ask for a door, if I build a house, I ask for a door, this is what they're going to give me. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem. I just threw three questions out, from champagne to doorways. What was the third one we mentioned? Well, that one wasn't the Shiloh, knocking on wood. And there are many, many more fascinating things coming up. And Mitzvah Shem, we will start this next week. And we will have Shir Mitzvah Shem, even though it's Slichas, try to get some sleep. And we'll even try to get one in during a Seder Simei Tshuva.